This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come in your home again today with the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in John's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. Our Lord Jesus said, "As the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for thy word, and for the work of thy Spirit in sending forth that word home to our heart. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, for thy work, and that thou didst die in our place, so we would not be brought into condemnation. O Lord, by thy Spirit, work effectually in our midst today, and may thy word go home in power and in much assurance to each and every heart. For it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. My friend, we give glory to God and thank Him every day for each one of you listeners. We pray that the blessings of our gracious Lord will rest upon you. We do thank you for your letters and support, and give glory to our God that He continues to keep us on the air week by week, and that He lays upon your heart to do what you do. Have you asked for your free book, written for your free book that we are giving away this month, entitled Commentary on the Book of Hebrews by Godfrey Wilson? 200 pages, a verse-by-verse commentary on the book of Hebrews. You will want a copy of this book. It'll bless your heart as you go through the book of Hebrews and see how our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is lifted up in all of His glory. And this the author does in his interpretation of each verse. We'll send this book to you free and postpaid if you will write for it. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. You write for the book and ask for it by name, a commentary on the book of Hebrews. And now for God's message. Dear friend, the Lord laid upon my heart a few weeks ago to bring a series of messages on the great truths and teachings of the Word of God. And as you noticed in our message last week, I kept repeating the expression, if I had one message to preach, it would be this one. And this is what we have entitled our series, for we started, as you remember, on the subject of the truth of the new birth, the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit in regeneration. And then last week we looked at the truth or teaching of the Word of God upon sin and the need of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in our behalf as poor sinners. And now today, if I had one message to preach, it would be this, that I desire to set before you what the Scriptures teach concerning the doctrine or the teaching of imputation. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will be pleased to open our spiritual eyes to this truth and the place that it is given in Scripture. And I pray that God will lead us. Will you get your Bibles and turn with us to Romans chapter 5 and let us read verses 12 through 21 together, as we will see here how this great truth of imputation is so fully described in these verses of Scripture and elsewhere in the Bible. What we will be reading and preaching on today, then, is the fundamental doctrine of federal representation and the fact of imputation. Let us read God's Word together. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen now. Our subject today is imputation. I believe we find in these words the basic principle of how God deals with the human race. We see in these verses the old and the new races receiving from their respective heads the first and the last Adam all that they had did for them. The first Adam and the second Adam. You see, here are the two central figures and facts of history. The first Adam in his disobedience, and the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his obedience. Now, will you listen? I want to preach this by the power of God's Spirit today. This is so earnestly and definitely needed in the time in which we live, that men may see the importance of this great truth, the truth of imputation, as it is set forth in these words. And I believe that these verses are the most important verses in the Word of God, for they reveal the two federal headships, the one of the first Adam and the one of the second Adam. For we read in Romans 5:12, by one man, the first Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And then in verse 15 we read, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. So you see the comparison, the contrast in all of these verses as we go back through them again. By one man, Adam, came condemnation. By one man, Jesus Christ, came justification. By one man, Adam, came death. By one man, Jesus Christ, came life. By one man's disobedience, that is, by Adam, many were made sinners. By one man's obedience, that is, by Jesus Christ, many shall be made righteous. By one man, Adam, sin abounded. By one man, Jesus Christ, grace did much more abound. By the first Adam, sin hath reigned unto death. By the last Adam, Jesus Christ, grace reigns through the righteousness, through his righteousness, unto eternal life. Surely then, we have here in these verses of Scripture the gracious truth of imputation, the gracious truth of federal headship. And that is that the first Adam stands as a federal head of the sinful human race, and what Adam did passes on to all of his race, to all of his posterity. And so, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam, he stands as the federal head of the redeemed race. And what he did is our substitute upon the cross. And his rising from the dead as our justifier as the last Adam passes on to all his people when they come to him in true saving faith. They both stand, the first and the last Adams, as our representatives. Listen to me now. Therefore, if we never acknowledge the first Adam as our representative and know that we became sinners in him, then we will never know anything of the blessings that the second Adam bought for us by his death, burial, and resurrection. The same truth is also brought out in Romans chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. It is said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted or imputed unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted or imputed for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the righteousness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. We find here that Abraham then was saved not by any righteous acts of his own, but by the grace of God in Christ. And that when Abraham believed God and trusted God, then God's righteousness in Christ was imputed or put or reckoned to his account in heaven. And therefore we see what God has done for poor sinners. And not only that our sins no longer Adam sins, nor Abraham sins, that is, or none that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, are their sins ever imputed to them again, but unto the account of the Lord Jesus Christ, for our sins were laid upon Him. Are you following us? My friend, I want you to get this. We see then in our scriptures here in Romans 5 that by the sin of Adam, we were all brought under guilt and condemnation. Adam was not a mere private individual, but the head and representative of all mankind. What he did in eating the forbidden fruit, as recorded in Genesis 3, is imputed unto us all, put to our account, as though it had been done by us. And therefore, we are subjected to the same punishment that was pronounced against his transgression in Genesis 2:17, where we read, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And my friend, this is the truth that I want to preach today. If I had one message to preach, it is this. This important truth, that if we know nothing about the imputation of Adam's sin to us, then we will never know anything about the imputation of Christ's righteousness to us on account of His death, burial, and resurrection. And my friend, we come to acknowledge this under Holy Spirit conviction, that by man, sin entered in the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That it was through the offense of one that we all died. It was by one that judgment came into condemnation. It was by the offense of one that judgment came unto all men to condemnation. It was by one man's disobedience that we were all made sinners. It was by one man that sin abounded. It was by one man that sin hath reigned unto death. My friend, do you see it? Do you acknowledge it? Do you know it? This truth of imputation of sin, and that death came by sin. We can prove this. My friend, there is no greater proof in all the world than that Adam's sin passed on to us, in that we all die physically. This can be proven by the death of infants. You see, the death of infants demonstrate this truth greater than anything I know of. For nothing is plainer than the fact that God will not inflict punishment where there is no guilt, according to Ezekiel 18:20. But God does inflict punishment, even death itself, on infants who cannot possibly have committed sin in their own person. So I ask the question, for whose sin then is this punishment inflicted upon little infants when they die? Our answer is, the Bible answers, for the sin of Adam, our first parent, who was the head and representative of all mankind. And this is what Romans 5:12-19 is teaching us. You see, the law which pronounced death as the penalty of transgressions was not given to Adam only, but to us also. Therefore, having transgressed the law in Adam, we are considered sinners and are subjected to all the penalties of sin. For Hebrews 9:27 tells us, "It is appointed unto men once to die," and physical death came in by Adam's sin and passed upon all men. Are you listening? I said the scripture says that the first death, physical death, came in because of Adam's sin, and we all die that death. But my friend, the second death, which is separation from God, comes in by our own sins, those that we commit personally. Unless we be found in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, before we die. Yes, Adam, our representative, opened the door through which sin and death entered and seized upon us all. Oh, will you listen, my friend? All of our suffering and pain and sorrow and heartaches came in because of sin. By this one man's disobedience, it came upon us all. I say all manner of sin, hatred and bitterness and wickedness, murder, backbiting, deceit, spitefulness and pride, all came in by Adam. all the inventions of evil things. Drunkardness and drugs and torture, war and famine, sickness and insanity, debauched lives, broken homes, broken marriages, hungry children, butchered babies, covetousness, greed, and all manner of lustful acts came in by Adam. Yes, the first Adam, by his disobedience, opened the door to the floodgates of sin. Then sin opened her mouth wide to receive all the disobedient sons of Adam. Oh, my dear friend, this is the way sin entered into the world, and death by sin. This is the teaching of God's word and imputation, putting to my account Adam's sin and its consequences. I know what you're thinking, and I hear what some of you are saying. Then I'm not to blame for what I do. But, oh, my friend, you are, because you are a responsible creature before God. You see, to reject the fact of God's word that Adam acted as your representative, listen to me now, is to also reject the only way out of your situation of sin, and that is by another representative, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to impute to you his righteousness, and that on the basis of his bearing the penalty of your sins in his own body upon the tree, and working out a righteousness that he can impute to your account as your federal head, the federal representative of the redeemed race. Isn't it blessed? You see, my friend, the Lord is to be praised that he did not sit idly by and let the whole human race perish. For this is what we deserve. But in love to our souls, he came in the person of his Son, as the last Adam, the Lord from glory, and opened the door, a door of mercy for poor sinners. And this I praise him. Will you listen as we go back over these verses in Romans 5 and see what the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, brought in for his people as their federal head and their federal representative? Listen, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. By one man, Jesus Christ, came justification. By one man's obedience came life. By one man's obedience came that eternal life, and we were made righteous. By one man, Jesus Christ, grace did much more abound. And by the last Adam, Jesus Christ, grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life. And I praise him for this, don't you? We see then that Christ is given to us as the second covenant head. He became the head of the spiritual race, or the spiritual seed, for all of his spiritual seed are included in him, and all that he did or suffered is put to their account, as though they themselves had done or suffered that which he did. Can you see what the Scriptures teach? They teach that we were in the loins of Adam when he sinned, and so we sinned in him. And praise God that we, by the grace of God, were in the loins of the Lord Jesus Christ, in his seed, those who were his when he died upon the cross as the federal head of the redeemed race. And what the Lord Jesus Christ did was imputed to our account, for we were in him. Well, my friend, the Scripture teaching is so clear. Christ's entire righteousness is imputed to his people for justification, precisely as Adam's disobedience is imputed to us for condemnation. Listen to me now. To me, this is one of the greatest truths of God's word, that all Christ did while he was here on earth was done in my stead, in my place, in my name, so I can say I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, according to Galatians 2:20. Yes, the Scriptures teach that all my sins were imputed to Christ upon the cross, for he bore my sins in his own body upon the tree. He was raised again the third day for my justification, and therefore all his righteousness was imputed to my account when I came to him as a poor sinner, laying down at his feet in repentance, and looking up by faith and casting myself upon him. He became mine, and his righteousness was imputed to my account. And my friend, I use the first person here because this is what he has done for me. But all of God's children can speak in the first person because it is a living reality to them that Christ took their place. So the scriptures plainly teach then that Christ became our substitute that he might bring us back to God. And my friend, in order to do this, he must needs die in the place of his people. But this he was willing to do, that in him and his sons would be brought into glory by his resurrection from the grave. I say by his death, burial, and resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ brought in life, hope, and salvation from the power and penalty of sin. You see, where sin reigned in our mortal bodies, and we obeyed it through the lust of the flesh, which we inherited by imputation in the first Adam as our federal head and representative. Praise God, our blessed Lord came in with the power of his blood and set us free from the law of sin and death. You see, he gives us a new heart and a new nature like unto his, and gives us victory over sin and death and hell, because he conquered it, and the keys of death and hell are at his side. Praise the Lord, he does not leave us to ourselves. But my friend, he sends his Holy Spirit to make us willing in the day of his power, to lay down our arms of rebellion, to leave Adam's representation, and to come to Christ, who is the appointed one of God, to bring us back to himself. My friend, do you know anything about this? This is the doctrine of imputation. God, by his Spirit commands us to repent and believe. He commands us to forsake our sinful ways and our sinful thoughts, and to return unto him who will abundantly pardon. But he gives us the grace to lay down our arms of rebellion. He gives us the hatred for sin. Praise his name. He gives us a desire after Christ and a cry after his imputed righteousness. He puts within us the power to crown Jesus Christ Lord. He gives us the faith to believe to the saving of the soul. He saves and keeps and delivers by his marvelous grace. He works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You see, dear friend, if left to ourselves, we would be lost forever in Adam. And with Adam, we would be in hell. But praise the Lord, he has not only made salvation possible for us in Christ as our federal representative, the head of the redeemed race, but he has also given the power to perform all that he has commanded us to do, for salvation is of the Lord. So I praise God for this message that we could preach today, that Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord, the second Adam, who is our federal head, has come, and by his imputed righteousness to every repenting, believing sinner, we can come out from underneath the representation of Adam and find in the Lord Jesus Christ all that is need for time and for eternity. And this, dear friend, is all of grace, the gift of God worked in us by the Holy Spirit. My friend, you're either in Christ or you're in Adam. You're either under judgment or you're under justification in Christ. Which is it? Well, you'll want a copy of this message, so write for it, and we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.